Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and very happy to be here on this Wednesday night. We've got two very important guests, Ralph Ring and Marcia Ring, and they will be joining me just shortly here. I want to say that we've done an interview with Ralph Ring several years ago, actually around the beginning year of Camelot, which was 2006. And it really made waves out there at the time. It's had, I'm sure, thousands of, you know, viewers on YouTube, et cetera. He is what we called an innovative technician. I'm not sure how he would classify himself this time, but he's something of an expert on free energy or zero-point energy, and he can talk to you about that more. He worked with Otis T. Carr, and together they built a UFO, and they actually flew it. It was a time travel device, and they proved that is exactly what a UFO is in essence. And you can see the photographs, et cetera, all on Project Camelot. If you go into the Project Camelot library and you go to the right-hand side and just click on the media drop down and look for the name Ralph Ring, and that will take you to his page with quite a presentation that Bill Ryan, my partner in Camelot at the time, and he worked on. Bill has a background in physics, and so he was very delighted with Ralph's background, and the two of them really hit it off. So I want to give Bill Ryan full credit for all the wonderful work he did in putting that page together. The interview we did at Ralph's house, and at the time, I have to say that it was the second interview we did with him. Believe it or not, the first interview, we got back to our place and unloaded the footage, so to speak, and nothing worked. It basically did not take. We had to go back several weeks, or I think maybe even months later, and do the entire interview all over again. There's been so much interference with and around Ralph Ring and his work that it's absolutely incredible, very much like the time of, I guess you might say, Tesla and also Otis Carr himself, who experienced these kinds of interferences just on a mass level. So, Ralph and Marcia, are you there with me on the line?
Yes, Carrie, we're right here. Are we going to be on Skype or just the phone?
Just the phone, unless you want to change to Skype.
That's fine. We just had Skype all set up, so I didn't know what to expect. We're here. How are you?
You sound great. I'm doing very well. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Good evening, Carrie. This is Marcia.
Hi, Marcia. Well, delightful to talk to both of you, and I'm very excited about this evening. We haven't really caught up ever since 2006, and we did have some back and forth on the internet, but I don't even know if we saw you. We might have seen you one other time since then, but really haven't been able to catch up with your work or what's been going on. So I expect this to be quite interesting. I'm going to allow people to call in and also to join the chat room. And for the people listening, if you want to join the chat room and you'd like to ask questions of Ralph and Marcia, please do put your questions in all caps. You could precede it by the word question if you want, or a question mark, that helps. Just so I can distinguish between what's idle chatter and what is a direct question for the witness here, so to speak, or the guest. So at this moment, would you like to introduce yourself, Ralph, and if you could also give us some background and an introduction for Marcia at the same time, that would be great.
Okay, sure. Excuse me. I'm Ralph Ring. I've been around for quite a while. I'm in my 70s now and still going strong. My background is in basically in natural law, in the sciences of nature. And years ago, in the late 50s, early 60s, we did some fantastic work with what we call the Utron Electrical Accumulator, which enabled us to get things off the ground. And I can go into that later if you like. Marcia has been with me. She's been my pal, my best friend, and now my wife since the 1980-something, when I was building the underground house here in Prescott, Arizona, well, actually Chino Valley. And she and I have become a team. We've gone around the nation and given many, many lectures, talks, and meetings. And people are responding very, very favorably now. We have graduated from the actual talk much on the craft that was actually teleported. It didn't really fly. It teleported through time and space. And then graduated to talking about consciousness, because we feel until the consciousness is high enough to see what we wish to share with him, it's kind of we're just biding our time. So, Marcia, help me out here.
Well, it's a very exciting time, because over the years of working with Ralph and knowing Ralph since the early 1980s, the time now has come where people are accepting the natural energy consciousness, and they are definitely opening up, waking up to
alternatives.
Yes.
Many, many new ideas, like the 3D printer, the skin gun. Many, many things are coming on board now that are really revolutionary. They're going to make life a lot easier on the planet from here on out. As long as people keep waking up and wanting a change in the system that we have, it will happen, because nature will deliver it all the way.
Okay, well, that's great to hear. Basically, could you talk a little bit about your background with Otis Carr, if you don't mind, because we've got probably a lot of new listeners along with some of the Camelot regulars, so to speak. I have linked your interview on my blog for those listening and also want to get the link to your website. I've also linked that on my blog.
Oh,
it's
great.
Also linked to the front page of Project Camelot Portal. .com, not the interview, but I think maybe I did the interview there as well. I'm not sure. But anyway, it would help people listening if you could give some of the background and how you originally started to work with Otis Carr and how things progressed from there, because that will lead us to where you are today.
Okay, I'll try to briefly capsulize it and try and get everything fitted in here. Well, first of all, there's two websites. Well, actually, there are going to be three. The one being the BlueStarEnterprise.com, the other, the ClandestineDisclosure.com, and the third will be coming now on the OTCX1.com. So we're expanding out. Where it all started for me was with Otis Carr was I was working at a government-funded facility in Costa Mesa, California, and I was a laboratory technician, and I was working in the magnetic area. I love magnetism, and I found that the way they were doing things at the lab was completely different than natural law. They were trying to force electrons through a magnetic field without deflection. And I didn't last at that job very long. I think a few months, and I got really, really tired of trying to force a little electron through a magnetic field when actually you have to pulse the signal or let the electron breathe, which I did. I went home and duplicated the experiment, got it through the field, and took pictures and wrote it all up, along with another experiment. They were doing a levitation on the next workbench over, and I went home and just put a 15-inch woofer speaker on the living room floor, attached an audio amplifier I picked up at a garage sale, and eventually levitated a ping pong ball and let it sit all night. So I thought, wow, this is a lot faster, more simpler than the coils they were burning up about every 15 minutes trying to levitate a steel ball. So anyway, I wrote that one up and took pictures. I took it into the director. The director's name was Dr. Weinhardt. This was Advanced Kinetics. I don't know if I mentioned that or not. And showed him what I'd done. I thought, well, maybe we can get somewhere now. I thought just trying to force this project wasn't going to go anywhere. And he said, well, I know all that, Ralph, but I want to tell you something. I see what you've done, and I didn't think you'd get into there or get that far with it, but this is a government-funded facility, and we're paid here to look for answers, not find them. So I was taken aback. I just couldn't believe what I was hearing. I thought, you're supposed to go forward and upward in this life. But he said, no, I'm going to have to destroy these. I'm going to shred them and tell you to go back to work. I'll put some more pay in your envelope. It's very nice that you are working on the project, but I don't want you to talk to any of the engineers. Don't talk to anybody else about this, because this is this can be classified as confidential and so forth. And I was just shocked. I did go back to work, and I worked there I think another week before I became. I left the job in tears because I couldn't believe that they were paid to look for answers and not find them. And I was finding answers by using natural law. Everything's quite simple in nature. And the ideas that they had were all using accumulated ideas of force and manipulation and so forth. Completely unnecessary. When I left, my neighbor happened to see that I was kind of down in the dumps and asked me what was wrong. I told him what had happened, and he said, well, there's a group that meets every week. It's called Understanding here in Costa Mesa. And it was put together by a fellow by the name of Daniel Fry. And what we do is sit around and discuss these things about, you know, advancement and retardation in the way the system is going. And we'd like to, you know, come on over and talk. So I said, well, great, I will. And so I did, and I told them that my interest in magnetics and magnetism, and I said, there's no earthly reason that we can't take the tires from a vertical position running over this garden that we live in and putting down asphalt and cement and so forth and putting it in a horizontal position and getting it off the ground with the use of magnetism and having your habitation and transportation in one vehicle. Mainly, it's like an RV in the sky, where we would catapult from the era of the Flintstones to the era of the Jetsons. And they said, well, coincidentally, we're in touch with a guy. His name is Otis Carr. He's in Norman, Oklahoma, running experiments on spaceships. He wants to build spaceships. And his concepts and ideas are similar to yours. And would you, we have to put you in touch. So I said, well, that'd be great. So they got in touch with the OTC Enterprise people. And after some discussions, decided to bring Otis Carr and his entourage. They had some engineers and physicists and the PR people to bring all of them out here to this is California, and see if we could get together, his ideas and minds, and see what we could do. Well, they put us up at Lake Arrowhead. They had a giant cabin up there, and one of the people in the understanding group, and said, well, you guys just get acquainted with each other and we'll see what we can do to get you going again. So that's when I really got to know Carr and who he was. He was he was immortal as far as I'm concerned. He had, his mind was wide open. There was no blocks. There was no limitations in exploring the corridors and avenues of the laws of nature. And he was into Schoenberger and Victor Schoenberger and Morey and all the greats that have been there and done that before. So we talked for hours and hours. We'd stay up all night talking, and we got into some very, very, very deep conversations about consciousness, because he said that the craft is going to be a kind of a ploy for people. Yes, they can replace the Corvettes and the Maseratis, and we can have them in the third-dimensional reality, but there's much, much more to life. There are different realities. In frames of reference, there are realities that go on to infinity, and we want to open the door so that people can enjoy the thing called life, instead of being under the idea that they only live once, and that they, if they work hard towards the American dream, they can have a roof over their heads, a car to drive, and a TV to watch. And he said there's so much more that they're missing. And Tesla wanted to bring this out. He turned it over to me, and we're going to bring it out. And if it doesn't happen, we'll have to pass it on until it comes out, because on the course that the system...
Okay, Ralph, I'm sorry. We're going to go to commercial here. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting f***ed by a system that threw them overboard 30 f***ing years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your f***ing retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR.
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them. Your life, as it has been, is over.
Humanity on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say that trumpet to the thief.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Ralph and Marcia Ring. Just before the break, we were talking about some discussions that Otis T. Carr and Ralph were having late into the evening, talking about various different ways of moving into the future and using free energy to do it. So at that point, Ralph, could you describe what happened when you were in the Arrowhead facility and also subsequently what happened when you went down and tried to communicate with, I guess it was General Motors, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yes. Okay, sure.
We're rehashing some information here, but for the listeners that simply don't know, this is a good backdrop. If you could just encapsulate it, that would be great.
Sure. Thank you for asking. And I wasn't sure if or not, but that's good. I would like people to know where we're coming from and why and where we're going. Well, at Lake Arrowhead, I talked to all the other engineers and so forth while I was there, but Carr was just blowing my mind all the time. He was just talking about things that were not of this world, not of this dimension anyway. And he said, of course not. We live multidimensionally, but we're asleep. Most of the people have decided to settle down in the third dimension for a while and experience a physical reality. So that's where most people have been. But people like Einstein and Moray and Schomburger and Tesla decided to move on up into the ethers and explore what's going on in alternate realities. So he said that we want to free people of the energy crunch that they're in, thereby giving them their own energy complex, a device where they can turn on or off their energy at will and not tied to a maze of wires and telephone poles and so forth that bring them energy with a meter, that take the meter away, give them energy, and the toiling for life to feed their families and put their kids through school will diminish greatly because they won't have the energy bills, which is now 70% to 80% of the income of people goes one way or another towards taking care of the energy bills. So he said, in order to do that, we're going to be using Tesla technology. It's alive and well in at least some of us, and we're going to put it together and deliver it to the people. We'd like everybody to eventually go on. We didn't have the internet then, as we do now, but go on the radio or television, and we could send them kits that they could build themselves and put together a small device similar to. Well, when I was a kid, I put a radio together out of a Radio Shack kit. I just wound some copper wire around an iron core and put an earplug in my ear, and I had a radio right out of the ether, right out of the air. So, similar to that, he wanted for us to put the opportunity in everybody's home to create their own energy and eventually work with, not opposed to the energy grid or the energy people, but to work with them in a cooperative situation instead of a competitive one. And so he said, when we get the opportunity, let's go at it until we get it done. And I said, well, I'm here. I'll do everything I can to help you. So we were just like out of the same pod, because we could talk about things that two people that I've ever met could talk about. Well, about that time, I think a week or two, not even that, I think about 10 days went by, and we got a call from the Understanding Group, and they'd found a facility down the hill in Apple Valley, California, actually. It was Hesperia, Apple Valley, next to Victorville, California. And they had found that there was this huge plant. I forget the name of it now. I think it was Osprey or something that was there. And it seemed to be available. And so all the people in the Understanding Group made arrangements so that we could have the facility to work with. So we got the call, and they said, well, come on down. We'll support you all we can. And all of this was basically out of pocket with all of us. We had no supporters or no backers. We had people wanting to know what we were doing, and if we would accept their funds, they would control situations. And we turned all of those down, because this has to be done from the consciousness of freedom, not the constrictions. So we packed up and moved down the hill. We had a beautiful facility. It was a huge plant. We had a machine shop, tool and die. We had plastic form machines. We had a full laboratory, office, small barracks. It was just the ideal place to work. So we came together and decided to progress along the lines of getting things off the ground. And the ploy that we were going to use was a small spaceship. And once people realized there were alternatives available by seeing us all over the place, they would give us the opportunity then to show them that they could, working with the powers that be, create their own energy pack, their own grid, and be free of the enormous cost of energy. So we started building models, and oh my gosh, we built hundreds of different models and got into the prototype stage and had small discs, levitating discs, that we were using them to move around the Apple Valley area. People got a little panicky because that was the days of flying saucers, and they thought they were all flying saucers invading the Earth or something. I don't know, but we tried to keep it quiet, tried to keep it under wraps, but we had reached the point of where we realized we were ready to go with, we needed a manufacturer, that we had done all we could to produce a craft that could operate not with ignition switches and with steering wheels and tires, but with consciousness. They would be able to consciously navigate through time and space eventually. We'd start them on a lower level and graduate them up to where they could operate their own craft by using their minds, similar to the F-15 fighter jets and the Well, there was a movie called Firefox, or was it Foxfire? I don't remember, with Clint Eastwood in it. And if people aren't familiar with that, there was no controls that he used. He used his mind to control a ship. And just by moving his head up and down or thinking right and left, he could control the ship. This is a reality that's been around for at least 30, 40, 50 years that I know of, but not been public. Even your giant jumbo jets and everything operate this way. They use a great deal of concentration through consciousness instead of maneuvering it by a steering wheel. Anyway, we got to that point, and our PR man, Major Wayne Aho, that joined us, he was with I think it was Project Blue Book in the service, and he had found that there was a lot of things the public didn't know about that were going on, and he felt that they should know and should know where their money's going, their tax dollars and everything. So he quit he got out of the Blue Book phase and joined us. And he was him and his brother. His brother's name was Arthur Aho. In fact, Arthur Aho was the one that showed me that bumblebees don't aerodynamically fly; they levitate. And the way they do that is the beating of their wings is connected to a small cavity next to the larynx, and this resonating cavity, once the wings are beating, creates a vibration similar to a resonance. Well, it is a resonance. And once it reaches the resonant field of its resonant fields of its surrounding, then it becomes a free agent. It creates its own force field. It creates its own gravity, if you will. I don't use the word gravity much anymore, but for those of you that understand gravity, he creates his own field, and he actually levitates. A bumblebee doesn't fly. He levitates. Well, that was Arthur. That's Wayne's brother. But Wayne said, well, it's time to contact a manufacturer. We've gone as far as we can. We've got a prototype ready to go. We need to get it into production. We need to find somebody that can produce this on an automobile scale. So he contacted General Motors and had them send a representative out. We met at Riverside, California, and he brought his entourage with him, which were two or three engineers and a physicist, and oh my gosh, I don't know, there was about six of them and about five of us. I don't remember how many, but they agreed to meet us, and when we went in to talk with them, Carr had a suitcase with one of our small prototypes in it, and the guy said, "Well, what do you want? What are your ideas?" And Carr just opened the suitcase and put the levity disc on the table. It was just stationary. He just set it on the table, and the guy says, "Well, okay, so what? What are you going to do?" And then Carr explained to him, "Well, we want to get the tires off the ground and stop ruining the planet and killing all the animals, and get it into a horizontal position, which this circular foil craft represents." And as he was speaking, the craft started to rise, and it got up about 6 inches above the desk of this guy. And the engineers and everything were looking at it. And they said, "Okay, hold it. You guys, take your jackets off. Do you mind if we, they thought we were using some kind of remote control or something. And in those days, remote controls were not that prevalent, and we didn't have any. So Carr explained, "Well, this will be later in our discussions if we can go further with this to explain how they operate, but it's all done with consciousness." And he said, "Up, down," and the craft went up and down, and everybody was ecstatic. They just couldn't believe this. They said, "No, it's not real. It's some kind of a trick. This defies the known laws of physics," and so forth. So they examined us very, very closely, and they examined the prototype, and they took about a half an hour just figuring, using everything they could think of to figure out how it could work with us just there and the disc just there operating. And the car went on to explain, we want to put these in the air, and we can have them up to and including 500 feet or beyond. We can eventually go to the stars with it, because our the source of the energy, beyond propulsion, the source of the energy to motivate this craft is magnetism. And this kind of flipped the guy out. He said, well, you're not only going to infringe on the hundreds of thousands of people we have working for a living and supporting their families, but now you're talking about hitting the energy field with all the petroleum and everything that runs the world, and all the gas and oil. And Tara said, well, excuse me, but energy's everywhere. We live in a whole sea of energy. And that was quoting Moray when Carr, I guess, met with Moray and found out some things about the sea of energy that we live in. And that it's all magnetic. Everything's held together by magnetism. All our things we call a physical reality is not really a physical reality. It's just energy that we perceive as physical reality with perception, with consciousness. So this really flipped the guy out. He said, no, wait a minute. You're going to obsolete making cars, our Corvettes and our whatever, and then you're going to go over and take the energy control away from BP or whoever was running the energy in those days. I don't remember. And Carr said, no. We don't want to oppose anything. We don't want to really change anything in that way. We don't want to replace anything. No, it's not good. It's not an idea of either or. It's a matter of choice. It's a matter of more. You never have to go choose between either or in a state of consciousness of oneness. The ideas of right and wrong, up and down, left and right are going out the window when you get into a state of consciousness that of realizing who and what you are. Well, this guy didn't want to hear anymore. He said, no, take your little toy and get out of here. In so many words, you guys are outlaws. You're really against this system, and you're lucky we don't have you arrested and blah, blah, blah. And he said, if you put them up, we're going to shoot them down. You just can't go on this track at all. It's not, it's not fitting into the system. And Carr said, we don't want to change things overnight. We would like to blend in and find a better way, a slower way to reach into a world of compatibility and comfortability instead of competition and arguments about it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in and New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
The year 2012 brings an ending and a new beginning to social, political, economic, and geological cycles for America and the world. The living prophecy that we are now voyaging through has many names ascribed to it. The Hopi say it's the closing of the fourth world of destruction, moving into the fifth world of peace. The Maya declare that we enter the fifth world age, the age of the center. All common themes in the array of prophecy that we are processing and purifying all the imbalances of the dying world age. We are transcending an era founded on duality, and we have turned away from the great spirit, resulting in greed, corruption, blind materialism, and disconnection from each other and Mother Earth. Collectively, we are poised at the brink of a world age rebirth in which we enter new domains of consciousness and manifestation, redeeming all the previous ages. Let's all join together to bring the vision of peace and love into reality, because we are the future, we are the heroes, and that we are who we have been waiting for.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices hovered near $1,725 an ounce Tuesday despite a firmer dollar. Gold last traded at $1,721, silver at $33.58. According to Daily Reckoning, the best the Fed can do is to debauch the dollar at a rate of 2% a year while producing reoccurring financial crises and a cyclical economy, inferior to the results produced by a classic gold standard. Also from Daily Reckoning, gold is only useful at protecting purchasing power when the monetary system is in danger. That's why Buffett now prefers stocks and why Daily Reckoning prefers gold. Buffett willingly gives up the protection of gold in order to get the upside from stocks. The Reckoning willingly gives up the upside of stocks in order to get the protection from gold. Who's right? Only time will tell. Visit SwissAmerica.com. Learn more about Obama campaign launching their new truth teams. Be sure to get a copy of our Vote Gold 2012 by calling 800-289-2646, 800, buy coin.
Warning. Warning.
American.
Warning.
American Freedom Radio
is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. And we were talking to Ralph Ring and Marcia Ring. Sorry, I'm just a little out of breath here. Anyway, had to run and get my dog. So hopefully he will behave now. I have a puppy and he can wreak havoc during these radio shows. Anyway, Ralph?
Yes. It's very comforting to know you had the dog with you. We've got four of them in here with us right now. We have a Labrador, an Australian yuppie.
Kelpie.
And I'm not sure what the other two are. They're little guys. What are those?
Okay, well, anyway, and I was dropped off twice off of Skype. Hasn't happened to me in a while here. So I guess they were listening in and trying to kind of cause some interference here. So at this moment, you were talking to the guys from General Motors, and you had demonstrated the craft. But basically, if you could say, you know, that really wonderful, famous line, which I don't know if you're going to remember which one it
is. Yes, I do. I remember it. Everybody's asked me about that. Well,
and, yeah, and then we could kind of move on to what you actually did in the lab later.
Sure. Sure. Well, the Carr was explaining that if you free people up from the toiling of having to, you know, make the energy payments every week or every month, you would have magnificent beings here because everyone is talented beyond belief, but they've held back because they had to go to work. They had to punch a time clock and so forth. Well, this guy became really, really upset. He didn't want to hear it at all, and so he was explaining to Carr that, you know, we're breaking the law, and that you're disrupting all the systems of the law. And besides that, you're advocating an energy that's everywhere, and you say that it's, you know, you can go to the far reaches of the multiverse with this energy because you never run out of magnetism. And that's ridiculous. We can't do that. And he was getting hotter and hotter. And before he went any further, he said, "And if you put him up, Mr. Carr, we're going to shoot him down. We're just not going to have you around." So on that, we said thank you and left. And said, "Well, I guess it isn't our time, boys. Well, with General Motors anyway, we better get back to the shop." And we were working on a 45-foot. Model, and he said we're gonna get that fully operational, and then when we get it operational, we'll go over the major cities of the world actually, but he was talking about the United States then, and just have bells and whistles and lights and whatever we can do to get the people's attention to know that there are realities beyond what they've been told. There are functioning realities, and we can. Get people to wake up and ask questions of their congressmen and ask questions of their system that they live in, what's going on and so forth. So we said, "Very well, let's go to work." So we went back, and we were already working 20 hours a day, but now we were working 24 hours a day trying to get the 45-footer operational. And we had, along with working in the shop, we had the Carr consciously talking to all of us about consciousness, because if you're not conscious of what you're doing, you'll never get it to work. You have to be totally conscious in the moment of what you're doing, every moment. And so that was our guidance point. And he said, what we're going to do is when we get it ready to go, we're going to, there was two engineers, and Carr chose me as the third party, and I was just a lab tech. I was a machinist when I was a kid, so I was making parts for him and reducing the wire content of what we were working with and running for hamburgers for the crew. I was just a gopher at that time, but Carr and I hit it on a different level. We were always talking about what he referred to as ether technology, and this came down through and of Tesla. Tesla and people like Tesla worked for years with Rudolf Steiner, Walter Russell, Albert Einstein. They all were working with what's now referred to as ether technology, and that would equate to, the best way I can put it is getting out of a third dimensional conception of working every day and sleeping every night into a fifth-dimensional consciousness. We're skipping over the fourth dimension because that is the idea, that is the bridge between the third and fifth, consisting of the idea of time and space. Time and space only exist because we think it does. Actually, in the fifth dimension, we create our own time and space instantaneously, and we don't have to use measurements, we don't have to use logarithms or anything. It's a different consciousness.
Okay, Ralph, if you could just pick up your story, though, because I know people would want to hear what exactly happened. That he picked up three of you, is that right?
Yes. So, okay, the story goes back to we worked on the craft, and I had to bring in consciousness at this point because this is the way we operated it. He says, you're going to be getting on board. The engineers have gone downrange about 10 miles and surveyed the land and found an area that we want you and the craft to go to. They measured the area and equated the energy fields, that's the vibratory rate of the field that we were going to land in, equated it to the color and light spectrum of aquamarine. And he said, just get on board and sit around and just clear your mind. Get your thinking completely halted because you have to use your intuition here. You can't use your thinking because the third-dimensional concept of the brain, which is a third-dimensional instrument in this machine that we operate called a body, it's going to say that's impossible. You can't do this, and that can't happen. And there's a lot of can'ts and don'ts and won'ts. So you have to get rid of all that and know that you are totally unlimited in your capacity and your ability to do anything and just sit there and observe what happens. And what was happening was they had a laser, and the laser was relatively new. This is in the late 50s. But they had and it might have been something of a greater extent. I don't know, but a laser or bright light came up through the bottom of the craft and into our cabin. And there was a crystal ball there, and it was faceted, many, many facets around the crystal, as crystals usually are. And when it first illuminated, it was brilliantly displayed as the light spectrum from infrared all the way to ultraviolet, and you could sit just trying to define red for probably a year and never get to the end of the red, let alone till you got to the blue. Anyway, then it eventually started to turn into this most beautiful aquamarine. And I'd been into diving in my earlier years, and the color equated to me like some of the islands that I dove in and around had this beautiful aquamarine color. So it turned into this beautiful aquamarine and illuminated the ship. The whole inside of the ship was just a beautiful aquamarine. And we were just sitting there thinking nothing, just feeling. And so we heard the voice of Carr saying, okay, that's it, boys. Come on down for debriefing. And we looked at each other and said, well, I guess it didn't work. We better go down and see what happened. And so we got up, went down, went into the lab and sat down at Carr's desk. And he said, so what did you think? And we said, well, all due respect, it didn't work. I'm sorry, but, you know.
Okay, we're going to leave people with the cliffhanger here and be right back.
All right.
We've got an ad here. Sorry about this.
I'm sick to death of years. Yeah.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
America is in trouble.
Washington is a disgrace.
Government has become too big. It's overtaxing, overspending.
We need to change direction.
We really need change.
We can't afford to make the same mistakes we've made in the past.
Mitt Romney's reputation as a flip-flopper.
He went the other way when he got paid to go the other way.
There is need for economic stimulus.
It's about serial hypocrisy.
This election is about trust.
There's been one true, consistent candidate, and that's Dr. Ron Paul.
Ron Paul has been so consistent from the very beginning.
He seems like a more honest candidate.
He tells the truth about what he believes, whether you like it or not.
He's never once voted for a tax increase, never once voted for an unbalanced budget.
Ron Paul's plan is bold, cut five departments. It's what we need.
When he says he's going to cut $1 trillion in the first year, I believe it.
If you don't like how things are going, you're tired of politicians, he's something different.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Is the one we've been looking for.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question: what can I do? Gold is the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future, even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.
Talking to Carr.
With a voice wielding power of the ancient Lord Hearts.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Ralph Ring and Marcia Ring, and Ralph is just finishing up a story about his past building what is in essence a UFO. And Ralph, so you came back after having attempted what you felt was attempted to fly this vehicle, the three of you, and you went to Otis's office. That's where we left it.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, the word flight or flying is really obsolete in the essence of what we were doing. We were actually teleporting, but let me explain that in a moment. First of all, we got back to Card's office and he was kind of playing with us a little bit. He says, "What did you think of the flight?" And we said, "Well, we didn't do anything. We're only there a couple minutes, and nothing happened. It was beautiful, and the ship was all lit up and stuff, but nothing happened." And he said, "Well, you really feel that way, huh?" And we said, "Yeah, well, that's, you know, did you clear your mind?" "Yeah, we did," and sat there. He said, "Well, then empty your pockets. Take, what's in your pockets?" Well, before we got on board, we'd showered up and put on some jumpsuits, a little kind of one-piece jumpsuits, and I know we didn't have anything in our pockets, but we started pulling out sticks and stones and grass and roots and dirt and everything, putting it on his desk, and he said, come on, pour it out. And he says, "Come on, let me see some more." And all three of us were just, you know, like, how in the world could this have happened? Nobody got on board. It was sealed. We were sealed in. And we didn't take it on board, and we weren't outside the ship. So how in the world could this happen? And he said, "Well, I told you before, you know, about consciousness and the different realities. We live far beyond a three-dimensional reality. We're just trapped here and enslaved here by our sleep. We just don't, we haven't wakened up enough to realize that everything is energy. There is no exception. Everything is truth, no exception. Everything is real, no exception. It exists in frames of reference, and that's your different dimensions, your different realities. And what you did, you went into a state of consciousness where your body was perfectly comfortable sitting there in those comfortable chairs, just really thinking of nothing, while your mind traveled beyond time and space. You actually teleported through what's called time and space, what's known as time and space. And you went downrange, and here you were gone only a few minutes and came back. And he said that it might take years for any of you to remember this. Some of you might get it right away, but your brain has to start accepting that, because your brain, anything foreign to the third dimensional consciousness is rejected as foolish, impossible, or could not be. So your brain is going to, you're going to have to nurture your brain and just help it to realize that your mind, that's the consciousness of who and what we really are, did traverse beyond what's called time and space and came back. And some of you may never remember it. And I personally, it took me, oh my gosh, 2 or 3 years before then I started getting flashes and remembering that, oh yeah, I do remember that. And I remember, because I remember pulling the roots out of sticks or whatever, I could see it. So I said, "Oh yeah, I guess that did happen." And to back it up later, because everybody thought I was a nut, and all of us were very seriously ridiculed about, you know, even talking about this, because they just thought that's beyond conception. But on that night, we happened to get an email one day. On that night, there was two police officers on patrol in the Apple Valley area. And they had seen us. They had seen the craft come, hover over a piece of land, and there was a ramp that came out, and three men got out. The email was, "Did you guys have jumpsuits on?" We said, "Yeah." And he said, "Well, I think we saw you. You got out of the craft. You did something for a few minutes. You got back on board, and you disappeared." I said, "Yeah, well, that could be. Thanks." So And then there were some other observations by people that, that prompted me to try to remember. And eventually I recall now, I would say 80% of what happened. But it was quite simple, nothing miraculous about it.
But, Ralph, was there any lost time at Otis Carr's end?
Let's see. Now, if I can remember this right, because it's been a while since I even talked about it. We were gone, I think, in just a few minutes, and I don't know how many, in Carr's time. And this was filmed, by the way, on an 8mm camera, and we had the film for quite a while, and it disappeared when we got it confiscated. But where was I?
So how you were gone for a certain number of minutes in Carr's world.
Right.
How many minutes in your time?
I'd say now that, and I feel pretty confident about this, it was close to about 15 minutes, maybe a little less than 15 minutes. Because I remember walking kind of around, and I can see it right now. And I'd say actually probably around 15 minutes. So he said, well, that's your time. And everybody is on their own time. They just don't realize it. But their time is relative to the observer and to the participant. And so in his time, we were 3 or 4 minutes, and our time is about 15 minutes.
Okay, so at that point, just to move the story along, because I want to get to the present time and talk to you guys, you know, we've only got a little bit, speaking of time, you know, a certain amount of time here, and I know people are going to want to ask questions. So then at that point, you guys went back to General Motors, did you not?
No, we didn't go back.
You didn't go back?
No, we were going to seek out another car company, or we were thinking about going overseas with our ideas, but we got back.
So then you got visited. Is that what happened?
Yes. We didn't go back to General Motors. No. They didn't want to hear about us.
Right. Okay. So then can you tell what happened when they shut you down?
Okay. Now first let me explain because the audience is going to wonder what in the world am I talking about, consciousness and awareness and everything. Carr explained, and I remember when I worked in advanced kinetics, there was an electron microscope there, and I went over for lunch to the guy that was operating the scope, and he says, we were talking about energy and magnetics and different things, and he says, well, you know, we're all energy. We're just this thing we call reality is really a big illusion. It's all illusion, and we're creating it in microseconds. It's all done with our mind. And I says, oh, yeah? And he says, give me your finger. And he had a kind of a different type of apparatus set up on the microscope, and I stuck my finger under it, and he said, take a look. And I looked at my finger, and there was nothing there but energy. It was just swirling masses of little electrons or whatever. And I pulled it out, put it back in, and pulled it out. He says, I told you, you're all energy. There is no the physical composition of what we call a third-dimensional reality is held together by magnetism, which we create by manifesting it through in microseconds, sometimes nanoseconds, so that we are experience a third-dimensional reality. Well, hearing that, I kept that in my mind, and when Carr was explaining again how we teleported, he said, that's all it is. We're, energy is everywhere, and you are everywhere. You just don't realize it. There is no such thing as a linear projection from A to B because you're already everywhere. You just don't realize that. So anyway, that was that. We went back to the lab. We figured, well, let's get this thing off the ground. And we had planned first to go over Los Angeles and then on to, you know, the different big cities, San Francisco and then back east. Well, before we could do that, we were getting ready to fire it up and get it going. In came these big 10-wheeler army vehicles with soldiers on them and black cars with people in them. And they all had guns. They all had rifles. And these guys pulled out of the cars with their black suits and badges. They had FBI and CIA badges on, and said wanted to know where Carr was, and we came right up to him, well, all of us, and we said, well, what's going on here? And I said, well, we're shutting you down, cease and desist or something. And on what grounds? They said, well, we have a paper here, and you are being charged with attempting to overthrow the monetary system of the United States, and that can be construed of high treason, and you could be locked up with the keys thrown away forever. And so with that, they ordered their people to move on into our shops, into our lab, into our living quarters and offices, and they started loading up all our goods. Well, we didn't know what to do. And we didn't feel we ever needed any defense mechanisms or lawyers or anything else. So we were at their mercy, and they interrogated us. It's hours and hours, to me personally, and everybody else was interrogated, and they said that the bottom line was, we're shutting you down. You're not to talk about this. You're not to regroup on any level, not even phone, because for the rest of your lives, all of you, you're going to be watched. You're going to be put under close surveillance. You won't even know we're watching you. But if you make one move towards this thing you call free and abundant energy, you're gone, and your families can be at risk too. So anyway, that was their ploy. That's what they said. And with that, we were all dispersed. We reluctantly had to break up.
Okay, but that was also, you said that there was also, I guess you were told not to see Carr again or any of the others, right?
Right, that's correct.
Okay, and did you never see him again, or did you?
Well, we were in touch along with this consciousness thing. I don't know how to explain it in linear terms, but it goes back to intuition. We were in touch on a different level. We felt each other and knew that, you know, the time would have to come when this would be done. So just don't worry. If not in our time, the next time or the next people, it will happen because it has to. So we broke up. I eventually started doing experiments and building things on my own, just on a minor scale, and I operated under the guise of hobby. I just said, oh, I'm just fooling around with hobby, making toys. And I wanted very seriously to start, if not us building them and working them again, at least convince some of the others that are doing other government-funded things to change their perception on energy and how we can motivate things through time and space. Well, I wound up in Davis, University of California at Davis. I met a Mr. Moeller. He had what's called the Moeller craft, or flying cars, I think they're called now. And what he had was a circular foil craft with eight combustion engines around the periphery. Very, very noisy. I had to use earplugs. Earplugs, yeah. It was so noisy. And gasoline fumes and everything. And he'd levitate it off the ground and get maybe 6 feet, 7 feet, and then just float around. And I thought, well, very good, but very noisy and pollution-y and everything else. I said, how about talking for a bit with me about magnetism? And he says, okay. So we went in and we talked for a couple of hours. And I did convince him there was, you know, the simple rules and laws of nature supersede the laws of that were made for the third dimension. And he was convinced, yeah, well, I see that. But again, I got this government-funded deal. He says, well, I'm on a grant here. They're giving me lots of money to put on a show here that we're working on it. We're working on levitation. We're working on getting things off the ground. And we'll get there someday. But right now, I'm sorry, Ralph, but I can't go there. I can't. He says, I know it's possible, but I just can't do that with you. So So anyway, I just got off on my own. I eventually went to Prescott, Arizona, and I bought a piece of land, 14 acres, and decided to build spaceships again by myself. And well, I was married, and I had my wife with me. And way before I got married, my girlfriend and I, because I had gotten divorced from my first wife, my girlfriend and I wound up in a place called Chino Valley, just north of Prescott, about 20 miles, and bought a piece of land that was totally isolated, and I wanted to build an exact replica of the 45-foot craft. So using sacred geometry, we laid it all out and proceeded to get into building the laboratory, is what I called it, and then we were going to start building prototypes again, and somehow. We just didn't know how, but we were guided by the laws of nature, and if you're seeking honestly for something, it'll come to you. So in the meantime, I'd heard about the meetings they were having in Prescott, and a lady by the name of Marcia Brown that was having spiritual and scientific and all kinds of meetings at her house. And at this point, for a moment, I'll turn you over to her while I get a drink of water. Hang on a sec.
Well, Ralph was brought, Ralph and his lady, Ruth, were brought to one of the meetings that I was holding here in Prescott in my home. I started out to have a spiritual meetings, but...
Okay, I'm very sorry here. We're going to go to a commercial, and we'll be right back with you, Marcia.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out with me, John Zaskota, on Stranger Advice, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on American Freedom Radio. Radio.
You raise up your head, and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God.
Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Ralph Ring and Marcia Ring. Right before the break, Marcia was going to explain her sort of part, I guess, in as when she sort of stepped into this timeline, so to speak. So, Marcia, go ahead.
Yes, Carrie. Anyway, Ralph and his lady Ruth were brought to my home, and Ralph had told his story about just the story that he has just told everybody here about his connection with Otis Carr. My mom and dad were there at the meeting, and they lived in Barstow, California, at the time of Ralph being with Otis Carr in Apple Valley. And my mother said, oh, yes, I remember the article in the San Bernardino Sun. So with that, I never questioned Ralph's authenticity. I always knew that he was, you know, he had told the truth and everything, and so that started our togetherness. He included me and they included me in the many scientific meetings here in Arizona, in Prescott, in Sedona, and I've been his friend, a spiritual friend, for many, many years until we actually came together. And so that's how I've just followed him. He's been very important, and now the time has come when actually all of his dreams are coming true. They are a reality right now, and I'll give this back to Ralph, and he can explain that.
Well, you're not giving yourself enough credit, Marcia. If it hadn't been for you, we teamed up. My wife died, and I went back to Marcia. She'd become, well, she always has been our best friend when we were married. We counted on Marcia, and we took trips with her and her folks around here and there, and she's become my oneness, if you will, because we just synergize very, very well together. Well, anyway, she kept urging me on, let's get the word out, let's talk about people. If we can't do it, let's at least be who we are and talk about the reality of what can be. So eventually we moved on, and in the interest of time, and I know your listeners might have questions, I'll speed it up a bit. It started with Project Camelot, actually, with Kerry Cassidy and Bill Ryan. And sparked an interest, a re-interest in, well, maybe there's something to this. So in the hearts and minds of people. And we started being contacted. I eventually wound up in Hawaii with the Residence Project. It's a spinoff from it with Nishan Harriman. And we went with Andre Nogal with a small team of people. We came together and created what's called the Elders of the Round Table. And we decided, let's get back on this and let's get it done. Well, that's another story, and it goes on and on. But what's happened since that, we've, because of Marcia and I's talks, we've talked all of the nation, and in the world. We've talked on Red Ice Radio. We talked, oh my gosh, everywhere. We now have pods, what we call pods, and I got that term from when I swam with the dolphins in Hawaii with Bruce Agnew and Noble and the other guys on the team. Their pods represent just small groups of people, three or four, sometimes six or seven, sometimes more, that are really reproducing and replicating Tesla technology and cars technology. And now it's expanded. Incidentally, I have one of the people here in that the audience may recognize, Michael Renrick. He is effective in one of our pods in Chico, California, and they are replicating the Utron electrical accumulator, which they hope to foster and bring into a greater reality in the way of the little box that we want to put in everybody's home. We have two or three pods in California, and we have them just everywhere. Australia, New Zealand, Bangladesh. We're all over the world, and people are familiar now, and they woke up enough to realize, well, this is really real. We've got tests on the accumulator. Now, accumulator, for those that don't know what I'm talking about, is the difference between a generator, which generates electricity, and the accumulator, which accumulates the energy right out of the air. The ethers is what we call it. Energy is everywhere. We are energy, and everything we touch, everything we look at, everything that we do is energy. It's all energy. And an accumulator, by resonance, that's a hollow cavity. It's shaped like a diamond. It's just a hollow cavity. When you align things to the sacred geometry around the circumference or around the periphery of where you're at, and you reach a resonant frequency like the bumblebee, then you can change anything. Like the opera singer who can break a crystal at high C, two tuning forks in the same key can vibrate the one across the room, like guitars or pianos. Resonant frequency is not new, it's old. But this is the one thing that we've been told never to talk about, with resonance and resonant frequency and what you can do with it, because it's the power of the multiverse, really. When you can get into resonance with anything, you can change it. The Heisenberg principle, which was way back, I can't remember the year, but he proved that you can never get to the absolute, because the energy it takes to look at something, to observe it, also changes it. So energy is in a constant flux. It's always moving. Everything is in motion. We don't realize it because we're suspending ourselves in an idea of a third-dimensional reality. Actually, we're multi-dimensional beings, and we're existing on many planes simultaneously. We just don't realize it. All of us are infinite beings in consciousness, but we've just been told, no, don't use your imagination, don't think that way, don't feel that way, because we've got a paycheck waiting for you, and we've got a gold watch until the end of 20 years. Well, now that's all falling apart, and we're going great guns. We've reached the 100th monkey. We've reached critical mass. Our guys, the pods all over now, are working on the craft. We are reproducing prototypes, and we are waiting for the time now that the system itself will start accepting some of our ideas. We don't want to change it. We don't want to, you know, threaten anybody. We just want to blend with the system and show them an easier, simpler, and more practical way of doing things that they've always done.
Okay, Ralph, what I'm going to do here is ask you a few questions that are coming in for the audience and give out the call-in number. Actually, what it is the call-in number is 218-339-8525. I'll repeat it, but you can also go to AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and the call-in number is clearly posted there. But at any rate, it's 218-339-8525. And feel free to call in and ask Ralph a question or Marcia a question. And the other thing is that I do have a couple questions already that have been sitting here in the chat, if you don't mind, Ralph.
Not at all.
Okay, so one of the persons was asking about the Utron and basically wondering if you had a working Utron. So it sounds like you've got people in the pods working on them, but have they been prevented from actually building one for some reason?
No, we're going along with the flow of the nature of the beast, if you will, of the nature of the consciousness of human consciousness. We're not trying to move too fast. In fact, all we want to do is blend with it. We have working prototypes that they have succeeded in breaking the over-unity barrier that we've been under for so long that could never be done or wouldn't be done. And we're actually waiting in the wings now. We've got things waiting with technologies like I mentioned before, the 3D printer. We're using the 3D printer to actually make parts for our models. And these models will be available for kids to put together or young adults. We have at least 4 to 6 engineers a month or a week, actually, huh, Marcia, wanting to come on board with what we're working on, which is ether technology. It's simply the ethers is consciousness of who and what we are. And Marcia's grabbing the phone.
These young people are. It's so exciting to see them and to hear from them. Many are coming right out of college, or they're still in college, and they're contacting us, wanting to know how they can help make a change in our system right now. And so we've never seen this before in all of the years that I've been with Ralph, and Ralph has never seen the youth come in involved. And that's what's happening right now. There's still the technicians that have been working on it, and we're hearing more and more and more in Japan, in all of the in many different areas that are not actually with us, but that are creating or are in the process of creating an OTC X1.
Japan is now decided to get off of the conventional means of nuclear power, and they're seeking now alternative ways of doing things. So a lot of the Japanese scientists are now looking at what we're doing and wondering how we can help them fit into a more simpler way of producing energy, and so they're listening, and so are some other countries. And so we're very, 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 very pleased. And I can speak openly about this now, which I couldn't in the past because our phones would go out, our computers. In fact, our computers, they just took all my data away, and then they hit Marsh's computer just last week, took all our data away. We've fortunately got backups that are known only to us, but they do this on a regular basis. Our phones, our electric electricity goes out, you know. But it's okay because we're working on a foundation of truth. We want the truth to come back to people. We want them to know that this, their dreams, everything that they could ever dream of, is real, and it can be real in the multidimensional consciousness that we can all experience.
Okay, Ralph, I have a couple more questions here. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We've got people that are have been sitting here kind of patiently asking, and we don't have a whole lot of time left. Are you aware of the Taurus and for energy use, someone is asking?
Oh, Go is on our team. The Liquid Buddha is part of our – we are expanding now, and Thrive, the movie Thrive, is now – going to expand, and we're going to be doing much, much more with, yes, we are.
Okay. And the name of your company, is it the same as your website, or is there another name?
Well, it's there is no company, per se. We pulled away from all corporate structure and all organization. We're freelance, we're rogues, if you will, and we live under the idea that we're citizens of the multiverse, and that we're not going to be bonded or tied to a third-dimensional world. Not that we're going to be deliberately breaking laws. I don't mean that. We're very careful of what we do. We're very respectful of what we do. But we expect the same in return, and we haven't been getting it in the past, but we're getting it now. So we're going through the roof on this, and it's very, very, very soon now people will begin to realize more and more. They'll see the change.
Okay. We've got some people asking if the two of you have any thoughts for the coming year or two.
Thoughts for the coming year or two?
Yeah. In other words, this being 2012 and going into 2013, have you got any, I don't know, I'm not sure what they're aiming at, but do you guys have any thoughts about what the year will bring?
Well,
perhaps the consciousness change is part of 2012. Do you believe in any of that?
Yes, we do. And because of in lieu of what I just said about people are waking up, they are changing the future, so that the prophecies and all the predictions of what could happen can be changed by the conscious awareness of who and what we really are. Not learning anymore, just remembering who and what we are. To wake ourselves up and realize, oh my gosh, I didn't realize this is, yeah. And that changes. So what could be a very another Japan or Twin Towers doesn't have to happen at all. It depends on the consciousness, because we collectively create all this in our collective consciousness. These are wake-up calls.
We are going to a break. We'll be right back with Ralph Ring and Marcia Ring. Thank you very much.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the major media destroys information, and religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
What you hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality. Anything you can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices hovered near $1,725 an ounce Tuesday despite a firmer dollar. Gold last traded at $1,721, silver at $33.58. According to Daily Reckoning, the best the Fed can do is to debauch the dollar at a rate of 2% a year while producing reoccurring financial crises and a cyclical economy, inferior to the results produced by a classic gold standard. Also from Daily Reckoning, gold is only useful at protecting purchasing power when the monetary system is in danger. That's why Buffett now prefers stocks and why Daily Reckoning prefers gold. Buffett willingly gives up the protection of gold in order to get the upside from stocks. Daily Reckoning willingly gives up the upside of stocks in order to get the protection from gold. Who's right? Only time will tell. Visit SwissAmerica.com. Learn more about Obama campaign launching their new truth teams. Be sure to get a copy of our Vote Gold 2012 by calling 800-289-2646, 800, buy coin.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Ralph Ring and Marcia Ring. We have about four or five callers right now, and I'm going to try to get to at least a couple of them very quickly here. And I actually I'm trying to see who's been waiting the longest. Okay, area code 440. You are now on the air with Ralph Ring and Carrie Cassidy and Marcia Ring.
Hello, Carrie. Mr. Ring, I'm really impressed with this interview.
And, much. What was your name?
Martin.
Martin. Thank you, Martin. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, you really struck a chord in me when you said that you saw all these animals being dead on the roads because of the vehicle.
Yeah.
And I when I get in my car, I'm already thinking that I wish my car was about a foot off the ground where I wouldn't have to worry about animals or ruts or anything else. Well, what I really like to know is how would I get into one of these pods, or at least, you know, find out if there's one in my area. I'm just outside of Cleveland, Ohio.
Well, the best thing I can suggest is go to our website, which is bluestarenterprise.com or clandestinedisclosure.com, and we have blogs that will keep people posted on what we're doing, and inviting people to correspond with us if they have any ideas of of their own that they can contribute, or help they can contribute, or anything that we can do to bring it closer together, because it's going to take all of us to make these changes, because it's a huge, big process. And so that's the best thing I can think of right now. They're, the pods are growing. We have them in Canada. We have them all over. And they're just quiet people working, you know, out of their garages and sometimes small laboratories. We have a larger laboratory in San Francisco, but they're all working on the same thing. So,
all right.
Thank you, okay, Carter. We just have a little time, so I'm sorry to drop you off here, but if you
Oh, that's great. I appreciate the information. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, so we're going to go to area code 269. You're on the air with Ralph Ring, Marcia Ring, and Carrie Cassidy.
Hi, Cassie. This is Lee. And I just wanted
Carrie,
to ask...
It's okay.
I'm sorry, Carrie. Okay. I just wanted to ask Ralph if he got any kind of patent on his ideas, his prototypes, and all of that.
Patents are obsolete. We don't use patents anymore. When we disclose this, we're going to be putting it on the Internet under a public patent, which means it's free for everyone. There's not going to be any organization, company, or anything that's going to be able to take it over, because it's going to happen, and we're not the ones to say it's going to happen. It's just naturally going to happen, where everybody can pick up the information, build their own little energy box or the facsimile, or have it built, and it's going to happen that way. So the patents, Carr ran into trouble with the patent office because of levitation, and he had to write a book, Dimensions of Mystery, which has now been decoded. So levitation is back in the process of our craft. And just speaking freely, it's a free world, we're free spirits, and we're bringing this to the public for their evaluation. That's what we want to do. We want their honor to honor us, and we honor them.
Yeah, I want to say just here that we are, as Project Camelot, we get contacted constantly. There are so many inventors out there coming to the same conclusions, building devices, even, you know, many that don't know Ralph Ring and so on. So, you know, it is exploding around the globe. It's sort of the time has come, if you will, as you may know, caller. But did you have was that okay, or did you want to say anything?
That's very awesome, Carrie. Thank you. That is the answer to my question. Have a great evening.
Thank you very much, caller. Bye bye. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. Sorry to be rushing here. We are trying to get in under the 10 minutes that we have left. Area code 940, you are on the air with Ralph and Marcia Ring and Carrie Cassidy.
Hey, hi, Carrie. Hi, Ralph. Hi, Marcia. I'd like to make a couple comments and have a question. You there?
Yes,
we are. Hi there.
Okay, thank you.
Hello there.
Hey, hopefully we'll catch up to your resonance, Ralph and Marcia, the mass consciousness, that is. And I'd like to thank you very much for the work you're doing. And I remember listening on your interview with Project Camelot years ago, and I remember when you were with Otis Carr, and you went into the machine and took that little trip. And I was curious, and I'm still curious now about the effect it had on your consciousness and those that were watching the machine dematerialize.
Well, I've never been the same. It totally awakened me to the fact that we live in a very small, almost infinitesimal part of reality. It's so small, and so that now my everything I do or say or think or feel with Marcia is unlimited. We have no limitations anymore, and that's thanks to Carr and Tesla that gave me that consciousness that there is nothing impossible anymore.
Great. Fantastic. Thank you.
I just want to say to you, Ralph was actually brought back out after being kind of closed down for almost 15 years by Project Camelot, Carrie and Bill. And I just, it's been amazing what has happened since they brought him back into the public eye. And it's just been such an honor for them to have brought him out.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that. I really appreciate that. Well, it was a gift to us as well and a gift to the world. And it's always been a joy to know you guys are out there and that Ralph's, you know, it's always been a close to, you know, place in our hearts because the story resonates very, very seriously with both Bill and I and always has. So, caller, thank you very much. If you didn't have anything else, I was going to go to the next caller.
That was great, Carrie. Hey, I email you quite often. You don't know who I am right now, but we'll talk later.
All right. Well, nice to talk to you then.
Okay. Thanks, bye-bye. Carrie. Bye-bye.
Okay. We have one more caller, area code 561. You are on the air with Ralph Ring, Marsha Ring, and Carrie Cassidy.
Hi. This is Mary. Nice
there.
To talk to all of you.
Hi, Mary. This is Ralph.
Hi, Mary.
Hello. I didn't know you were going to mute the call. But anyway, I wondered, Ralph, if you would clarify using this aqua color. Was it because of the vibration of the area you were going to? Or is it that this color is always used in this type of situation?
Oh, no. On the contrary. Every vibration, we are held together by vibrations, and every vibration has a different octave, a different color, a different there's no set rules, and I don't know if you could use aquamarine to go anyplace else or do something else with, but in that particular experiment, aquamarine is what was measured to be that area, and that's what we synergized.
So that was the area you were going to.
Yes.
I see. Okay.
I want to address that because, actually, as a matter of fact, aquamarine does take you to the exact frequency that you need to be at in order to teleport, I have to say. And this has also been documented by Ashiana Dean's work, as a matter of fact. Aquamarine does have very special qualities, and so does the gemstone. That is a fact. It has actually, if you will, sort of facilitates an interdimensional doorway.
Oh, thank you.
How interesting, because I work with the chi and ether, and I see that color a lot.
Yes.
So that's why
and
I was
it is important to know that you're, but Ralph's right. I mean, each color has its own properties, and I'm sure there are many things we don't even know about all the different colors and their capabilities, but that much I do know about aquamarine. And
all
so
right,
I'm absolutely inspired that Otis Carr chose that color. It's no accident.
No accident,
thank
right.
You.
Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you.
No
all right,
problem.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, caller.
And thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Okay, so, well, we managed those calls. That was pretty amazing. Doesn't usually go quite that quickly. Now, I do have more people here in the chat. I'm going to see if I can grab any last-minute questions. If they do relate to what we've been discussing here, is the best kind of question to ask rather than something that's kind of like off-topic, if you will. But, you know, we will try to address anything we see. I do see somebody is asking about the deja vu, the sense of deja vu. Is this related to what you've been speaking about? Would you like to address that, Ralph?
Or Marcia?
Not seen.
I'm not sure of the question.
Okay, no problem. I actually could answer that a bit. Deja vu is a time travel sensation. You know, we are time travelers, and Ralph is right. We're multidimensional beings. As such, that means we can move through time and space. Our consciousness can do this. We can get very, very good at it, as a matter of fact. And there's so much, documented evidence of this. And remote viewing and remote influencing, there's a book called Psychic Warrior that I highly recommend by David Morehouse. They will tell you that he was a liar. They tried to disinfo him in every way you could imagine. But he really knew the truth about what it is possible to do when you are consciousness alone. And Ingo Swann is another great person to look into in that regard. What... types of exercises can we practice that would help bring these technology quicker as energy beings, someone is asking?
Well, they could change their vocabulary, for one. Instead of the limitations of the words like want, think, or trying, or hoping.
Okay, that's okay, Ralph. Still hear you. We are going to be off the air shortly here.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What's up with these sorry politicians? Lots of art. When it's showtime, whimpering like little shih tzus. You want big cuts? Ron Paul's been screaming it for years. Budget crisis? No problem. Got $1 trillion year one. That's trillion with a T. Department of Education? Gone. Interior? Energy? HUD? Commerce? Gone. Later, bureaucrats. That's how Ron Paul rolls. Want to drain the swamp? Ron Paul. Do it.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Ron Paul, a visionary who predicted the financial crisis, a leader with a plan to solve it. The Paul Plan? Balance the budget. Cut $1 trillion year one. Eliminate 5 federal bureaucracies. End the foreign wars and nation building. Rein in the Federal Reserve. Pay down the debt. Cut taxes to create jobs. Ron Paul, a plan to restore America now.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question: what can I do? Gold's the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future, even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are.
We are.
American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.